T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our top local story was a murder-suicide in Streeterville that made headlines 3 months ago when police say a 29-year-old Pakistani-American woman was shot in the head by her estranged husband. Now, the woman's family has filed a wrongful death suit. WBBM's Steve Miller with the story.
The family of Sonia Khan says her estranged husband was mentally ill, that Khan felt threatened and was in the process of the divorce, and that she feared for her safety and told her Streeterville building to change the locks on her 28th floor apartment and to not let 36-year-old Raheel Ahmed in. But the family's attorney, Mike Gallagher, says surveillance video shows that Ahmed was let in under the pretense of renting an apartment and that he carried two packages.
One is a garment bag that was containing Sonia's wedding dress, along with a book bag containing the weapon.
Sonia Khan's mother, Shazia, says it is hard for her to see that video.
Knowing that he killed her after, you know, going from out of that elevator, it's the hardest thing.
The family of Sonia Khan is suing the building management and its security firm, asking for damages. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman accused of pushing her young nephew into Lake Michigan late last month is now facing more severe charges.
On the morning of September 19th, prosecutors say 34-year-old Victoria Moreno stole the keys to a family car in Des Plaines and drove to Navy Pier with her nephew, 3-year-old Josiah Brown. There, investigators say Moreno shoved Brown into the water and walked away while witnesses called 911. Brown was recovered from the water about half an hour later and died a week after being hospitalized in critical condition. Initially charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery to a child, Moreno has now been hit with murder charges. Bond had been previously denied. Andy Dane, 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders in Forest Park say they're noticing a spike in the number of homeless people and drug users arriving in their community from Chicago. They have a plan to deal with the crisis, but they also want help from Cook County and Chicago.
State Representative LaShawn Ford, whose district includes Forest Park, says the plan includes getting help from the Cook County Sheriff to deal with increasing crime and violence. He also says community groups and outreach organizations are stepping up to help.
We're going to have help for people with substance use disorder and people that have homeless problems. We're going to have resources for them so that we could direct people so that they could get the help that they need.
Ford says increasing numbers of criminals, homeless people, and drug addicts are arriving in Forest Park on the CTA. He called on Mayor Lightfoot to do more to address crime on the CTA, as well as Chicago's homeless and substance abuse issues. He also says Chicago needs to work more closely with communities such as Forest Park to help them deal with issues that he says are spilling over from the city. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police have released photos of a pickup truck involved in a hit-and-run incident yesterday that killed a toddler in the Northwest Side. Police say it happened around 2 o'clock at Pulaski and Wilson. The boy's father telling police he put his 15-month-old son in their SUV's car seat when the boy slipped out and walked in front of a stopped pickup truck at a traffic light. He was hit when the light changed. The driver of the pickup truck fled the scene. The photos are on our website. The city of Gary has 52 homicides on the books this year. That number has surpassed last year's count of 48 with about 2 months left in the year. Gary Mayor Jerome Prince says 4 murders that happened on Sunday and Monday were not random acts.
Although these are certainly unfortunate incidences, they certainly are a reminder of why public safety is our top priority.
Mayor Prince says the murders of 2 juvenile boys and a 50-year-old woman and a 37-year-old man were isolated incidents. A Chicago alderman who wants to be mayor is calling out the Lightfoot administration for what he sees as waste. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Alderman Ray Lopez posted pictures on Twitter of row after row of unplanted trees in a lot in the back of the Yards neighborhood, their root balls wrapped in burlap, some of the 75,000 the mayor has promised to plant. He suggests that with cold weather on the way, they will be wasted. They've been sitting there for months, he says, and he believes there are other locations.
Even if at a bulk rate of $10, we're still talking about nearly, you know, $750,000 just in trees, assuming we got a discount, not including whatever the cost was to actually plant them, transport them, and do everything else. So This would be a million-dollar boondoggle by this administration.
Lopez says the planting has not been well coordinated. He believes the city is running out of places to put them, and he suggests there aren't crews to get them in the ground in time. That's the story from the Ray Lopez campaign.
And we've asked the mayor's office for comment. Arlington Heights trustees deliver a wicked stiff arm last night to a group that wants to block the village from offering any financial incentive to the Chicago Bears or any business looking to relocate to the village. The board voted 9-0, opposing a petition filed by Americans for Prosperity. Arlington Heights trustee John Scaletta put a finer point on it.
I'm sure that there's municipalities out there that do not use incentives properly, and I would urge you to start going and talking to those municipalities because we have a lot of work to do. There's a possibility of a new NFL stadium in our town, and you're wasting our time.
The village dismantled the group's petition challenge, saying it found only 544 valid signatures, far below the threshold. In addition, it says 70 names were not registered to vote, 8 didn't live in the town, 55 had other disqualifying factors. But the group says it will refine its work and try again. In the wake of Hurricane Ian, officials are warning used car buyers to beware of scammers trying to sell damaged cars.
Scammers will often try and pass damaged cars off as standard local cars when in reality they've been transported from flooded areas. President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, says this is concerning because these cars could have a lot of issues.
These cars can have some electrical problems. They can have mold and mildew, and they could obviously have some mechanical problems as a result of this flooding. So I think consumers overall, if they knew the vehicle was flooded in some way, they wouldn't have bought it.
Burness says used car buyers should check a car's dashboard, its interior, and electrical equipment for any mud, rust, or water damage before purchasing. Carolina Garibay, 105.9 WBBM.
Paws Chicago is on another relocation mission. Its staff's headed to Florida to bring back dozens of cats and dogs rescued from the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. Paws Chicago CEO Susanna Wickham says many of the animals will be ready for adoption or to move to foster homes very soon.
These animals are going to be assessed for their health and behavior, and we know that many of them were considered adoption ready at the shelters they're coming from. So we expect within a few days that the majority of them will be available for adoption at Paws Chicago.
Wickham says this is just the first of what you expect will be waves of animals coming to Chicago from areas hit by Hurricane Ian. A dramatic Halloween display in Plainfield might not be doomed after all. WBBM's Rachel Pearson explains.
Dave and Aubrey Appel went viral for their Stranger Things-inspired Halloween decor. A hovering mannequin in their driveway is a perfect replica of the character Max's iconic graveyard scene. Despite millions of views on social media, the couple had planned to take down their display after receiving complaints about increased traffic. But a recent post on their Horror Props Facebook page says they've received overwhelming support and aren't going to let one neighbor ruin the fun for families and fans. The display will be back open to the public later this week. That's the story from Plainfield.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.